And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums now, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Anthony Edmond. In studio with me is Brian Cleveland, and we do the countdown every week, and it comes from the website I just mentioned, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head to that website.
Earshot is the National Canvassing Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as other published charts, which include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
We're online as well at earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you, give you a feature and an interview for the show, and we put it in amongst the countdown. We did that in the first hour of the program. Jessica Ray from New Brunswick, St. John, New Brunswick, joined us on the program. We thank her very much for reaching out. And also, so we're going to be chatting with Stephen Carlick coming up in this part of the program. We chatted with him in the first hour, and we're going to be talking to our number one, Maya Miller from the Pack AD, will join us later on in this program. But we got to kick things off first. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
All the way up from 42, it is the New English Covers record by Cur de Pirot called Trauma, and you're going to hear a track off of that record called Ain't No Sunshine, and
sorry,
better luck next time, I guess.
Yeah, sunshine.
You're going to hear from Free Love Fenner and a track called Dr. D at 9, up from 10, and their latest record is called Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. And after that, at number 8 is Rebecca Higgs and a track called Shake It Off from her latest EP entitled Shalala. That is down, from number 5.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I have to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Shot 20. Number 9.
Doctor T and his artist friend, they like property, and they've got this itch to spend.
number 8.
Shake it, shake it, shake it off, baby. Seems of late you're feeling sort of lazy. Sick to death of everybody taking, trying to keep your mind from the breaking.
It's Earshot 20.
Shake It Off by Rebecca Higgs from her newest EP, Sha La La. That's at number 8, down from number 5. And number 9, up one spot, was Free Love Fenner from Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner, Dr. D, and by Kurt Pirat, a track called Ain't No Sunshine. That's at number 10, all the way up for number 42, and her latest album, Trauma.
If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, and now we're into the top 10 of earshot-online.com. It's a great website. If you haven't been there, you should check it out. And we're going to keep the countdown going now. Coming up in just a little bit, Stephen Karlik joins us again on the program talking about new albums, and in a little bit more after that, we'll be hearing from our number one artist, not only hearing a track from their album, but also talking with one of the band members from the duo. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 7.
Sitting still in that spot is Yamantaka Sonic Titan from the record Uzu, a track called Windflower. And then at number 6, down to number 2, you're going to hear from the Arcade Fire and a song from their latest record, Reflector.
Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 7. Thank you. to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
Here comes the Nighttime 2 by Arcade Fire. They're at number 6 this week after falling from number 2. That's from their latest record, Reflector. And at number 7, sitting still, is Yamataka Sonic Titan from Uzu. You heard a track called Windflower.
If you're just joining us, it's the Earshot 20. Counting down the top 20 albums, and now we're into the top 10. And counting them down in style, and of course, in the mix, we like to talk about what's going on in the entertainment world. Stephen Karlik is still on the line with us, and now we're talking about some new albums that are being released. And we're going to kick things off with Timber.
Yes, one of the most anticipated Canadian albums coming out in 2014. The band had already confirmed that April 1st they would release their new album titled Hot Dreams from Arts and Crafts, and they've shared more details about the album, including a 10-song track list and an album cover, as well as sharing the title track from the album, which is just amazing. The band's press release says that it daubs vibrant color across the band's ever-evolving palette, connecting arid Western to plodding horror with the pomp of Hollywood phantasm, which in typical PR terms means it's excellent. It is a colorful kind of album. It's got, the new song is sort of a sexy little waltz thing, and it's got kind of a lounge vibe. It's really excellent, though.
Well, and it sounds aptly titled. It's probably the hot dreams of many Canadians who are waiting for it, and I'm sure they'll be climbing the charts as well on our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that people are excited about it.
We're moving on to Cloud Nothing. They're releasing a new song.
Cloud Nothings are releasing a new album. They premiered a new song as well from it. The new song is titled I'm Not Part of Me. The new album is going to be 8 tracks. Their last one was 2012's Attack on Memory, which they recorded with Steve Albini. And the new one's got sort of less of an angry vibe and apparently more to listen to in terms of layers. Lead singer Dylan Baldy says that, quote, you can listen to the songs 20 times and still hear different little things in there that you didn't notice before. every time I listen to, I notice something that I didn't realize we did. And both their last albums were pretty incredible, I thought. He's got sort of almost a pop punk influence in there, like if Blink-182 made a record with the Pixies or something. But I love their sound, and I think the new one's going to be pretty awesome.
And one more to come our way as well. We should have started with it's album time. That would have been a good lead-in.
Todd Terjay is sort of a new disco producer, and he got a lot of acclaim for his song Inspector Norse, which was kind of a huge hit. And since then, he's done songs with other producers, and finally he's releasing an album, and yes, he's called it It's Album Time, which our writer said is either a stroke of meta-genius or a terribly uninspired title. But that one's coming out April 8th from Terje's own Olsen Records, and it's definitely going to be pretty awesome. It's got a song with Brian Ferry from Roxy Music, which we're dying to hear. And it comes right after he released a 12-inch that included the songs Spiral and Q. Both of them were like 10-minute jams that were just incredible. So,
and before we move on to your song pick of the week, you've got a review to tell us about as well.
We wanted to highlight one of the reviews this week our writers wrote about the Pack AD's new album, Do Not Engage. Our reviewer, Alan Ranta, says they didn't exactly reinvent the wheel for this album, but that they continue their move away from the raw sound of their first couple of albums, containing less blatant garage fuzz and blues worship, and a keener ear for melody and chorus. Although the album is, quote, still an oral product of the 90s, it's less punk, more pop punk. But it's a great record, and anyone who's into the band's earlier stuff, especially into stuff like the Black Keys, Tegan and Sarah, Japandroids, will definitely dig this album.
And for our listeners out there, they know they're going to hear from the Pack AD coming up in just a little bit. They're sitting on the charts. All right, Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again. I know you get a song pick on the dock for us. What is it going to be this week?
Yes, my song pick of the week is one by a band who I've just gotten into. The band is called Tweens, and the song is a bouncy razor edge ditty from them called Be Mean. Try to get this one out of your head after hearing it. You're going to do so now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
The team. Put your heart in the right place.
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Go know tonight where it's lonely. The holy land of stone is calling me, and I ride on steel and silver wings, and I ride on the old gray ribbons. No, I'm going to know. Pack it up now, mama, cause we're gonna be free in the land where the big sky meets the sea. And even though my heart is heavy, I'm gonna leave my home. I'm going to I'm going to I'm going to and the sun goes down way too fade, and the sun stays down. Sugar down on my front seat, cause you truly know what's good for me. And we'll ride like ghosts up the steel rail, and we'll drive up the old gray ribbon road. I'm going to know.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
I don't think of myself as a girl singing rock and roll. I just think of myself as a person doing something, and that's it. And I suppose other people think of it like that, but I don't. Well, I don't know why they think of it like that, but it's just that they've got closed minds, that's all.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra from their newest record, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything, and a track called Take Away These Early Grave Blues. Before that, you heard from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, a track called North. They're at number 5 up from number 8, and their latest record's called South. And starting off that set of music was Stephen Karlick's pick this week from an American band called Tweens, and a track, Be Mean.
Yeah, he was really digging that. He was excited. He had a different song picked, actually, originally, and then was like, no, I have to change it. I have posted this to my Facebook wall, and all my friends are like, I hate you because it's so catchy. And it was a pretty catchy tune, so
good on you. Are you going to spill the beans on what his other track was, or do you think he might pick it in the future?
He might pick it in the future. I actually can't remember what it was either. that's how bad my memory is. I think it might have been Timber. I don't know. Maybe a little something from their new album. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting from across. All right, let me try that again.
Do you want me to do it?
It's the
we're counting down the albums charting across. I don't know what you say. The nation.
And that is it. So and it, I'm.
Do you want to get in touch with us?
I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleland, and we're now into the top 3. That's what I wanted to say. I haven't had a moment like this in a long time. I knew it was bound to happen. Episode 91, that's when it happened. I got crazy in the second hour of the program. This used to happen all the time. We're going to keep the countdown going, and just coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Maya Miller, and we'll give it away now because it's pretty close. They're our number one, the Pack AD, and we'll be talking to Maya about the new record and what's going on with her and Becky Black of the Pack AD. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
At number 3, sitting still, is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from her record, Give the People What They Want. Here's a track called Stranger to My Happiness.
And I'm going to collect myself. Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 3.
Her hand, he told her, never will I leave you, my love. Soon as he's gone again, she's a flapping in the wind, wondering what she must have been thinking of. Gone. I've been in and out so many doors, and I've always tried to keep my head with all the men I've known before. A thing that only evil men can bring. Let me skin this cat another way. There was a man who had a plan to settle down with Marianne, but she left him on his wedding day. I'm feeling like a stranger to my happiness.
It's been merely days since the official release of the Pac AD's fifth studio album, Do Not Engage, and already charting with us, and we're excited to welcome back to the Earshot 20 Maya Miller to chat about the new album. Maya, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back.
So it's a big year for you and Becky, not only a new album, but a new label as well. What sparked the move from Mint Records to Network?
Well, basically, we actually were done with Mint, contractually, if you want to sound businessy about it, and... we went and recorded this album on our own dime, and just decided to, not really actually actively make any kind of decisions. And then through that, we got approached by a few labels, and Network just seemed like a good fit, and we thought we'd give it a shot. So, and that's where we are.
So talking about recording, what was the recording process like for this album?
Well, we kind of decided to not... there was no real timeline, actually, when we were recording it, because we didn't, as I say, we weren't officially on a label at that point, so we could kind of make any decision we wanted to make. So we split it up. We recorded part of the album in Detroit and part of it in Vancouver. That was the only real significant change. I mean, we, again, worked with the same producer and the same recording engineer, and change is evil sometimes, so try not to change it too much.
Anything different in terms of the style or the sound itself, or did you keep it consistent with your former albums?
I think it's kind of continuing along the same lines as Unpersons, the album before it. We're always just trying to do something that we like playing, so that's really the only goal we ever actually come up with when we go into the studio. But, I think it's gotten maybe more streamlined in its sort of loud sound. I don't know. It's really hard to say, being someone who's actually doing it. I'm not really sure what to even say sometimes about it, but I think it's kind of continuing along the same path. I don't think it's really, for anyone who knows us from before, I don't think it's a huge surprise from the last album to this album.
More from Maya in minutes on the Earshot 20 as we jump back into the charts to hear from our number two artist this week. It's Dog Day. Stick around. There's more coming on the Earshot 20.
Number two.
Talking with your
Dog Day drops one spot to number two this week, and on the line hanging out with us is Maya Miller from the Pack AD. And a pretty big touring schedule lined up for you and Becky coming up, including some dates in Germany. Do you find there's a difference between the audiences playing abroad than here at home or even in the States?
Oh, of course. But, I mean, it changes city to city, never mind country to country. Yeah, it's different everywhere you go. The one through factor is people seem to want to have a good time, and I think that's especially can be true to be said, sorry, of Canadian audiences and definitely of European audiences as well, you know. Actually, what I like about the European shows is that shows are generally earlier. Like, a show will start at 8, and when they say it's starting at 8, it is actually starting at 8, and when they say it's done at 9:30, it's actually done at 9:30, and then you can just relax the rest of the night, which is brilliant, and I don't know why we don't do it here.
That's pretty convenient. And yeah. And folks can check out those dates on your website, where they can also see the music video for your song Big Shot. And I was entertained while watching this. I found it really, really fun, really entertaining. Where did the idea come from, the video? And more importantly, the big furry, I want to say apes or Wookiees or something in there.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was kind of funny. We needed to do another video, or we felt that we should do a video. And we had a very limited timeline before we were going to do some shows. I think we literally had 4 days. And so I said, well, why don't we just play the song somewhere, and then sometimes we're wearing animal costumes. and then it became a video. Voila! All of a sudden we're in ape and yeti outfits and dancing around in this area that's actually in Richmond, just outside of Vancouver, which looks like a desert but is not.
It actually looks quite serene and beautiful, so it's a nice video to watch. Very fun.
All right, on. Cool.
Maya, thanks for hanging out with us, and best of luck with the tour.
Thanks so much.
ThePackAD.com is where you can go to find the online home of this great Canadian duo, and right now you're going to hear from their fifth studio album. Here is the Pack AD. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number one.
Your turn to die.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was the Pack AD. They're at number one this week, and they have a brand new record that sits atop the charts called Do Not Engage. It's all the way up from number 11. Before that, you heard from Dog Day in a track called Leave Your Body, and their latest Fade Out drops from number one to number two. And sitting still at number three was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Give the People What They Want, and a track called Stranger to My Happiness. And in amongst there, you heard Maya from the Pack AD.
Yeah, it was great to talk to Maya Miller, find out what's going on with the band. And that's where we'll leave it. That is the top 20 this week, counted down from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And every week we count down the top 20 from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. And we record and broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and radio partners. And we're going to give a shout out to them right now.
You might be listening to us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBXCX 92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Frederick, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnie, BC, Cortez Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Caber Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope at Ryerson, East Coast Kitchen Party.net, Radio Laurier, Small Town Radio, Axe Radio, and Peach City Radio.
And you could also be listening to the show a couple other ways. You could be downloading it from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in for another week of The Countdown. We will return next week with a brand new countdown and interviews and much more. So look for that. Stick around. There's more great programming coming up on this station next. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.